Today's daf Samach Gimel. We are on the bottom of Samach Beis. I think we're two lines from the bottom. So we I'll be quiet. That's okay. No? Okay. So we're on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis. We're still discussing the sugya, the discussion regarding Eskan Zona, about somebody who's paying for a harlot but doesn't pay and have the relations at the same time. So what happens? So I think we're towards the bottom. So it says on the bottom, which line? Don't tell me. So El Hachikamar will go, right? El Hachikamar? El Hachikamar, this is the Kabbalah of the Brisa. Nasan La, so he gives to her the payment, right? He gives to the sheep. V'yachar kach Baala, and then he has relations with her at a later date. O Baala, or he has relations with her, v'achar kach Nasan La, and then gives, at a later date, gives her the payment. So Esnena Mutner. In these cases, these things are Mutner, just like Rav Yochan said earlier, because at the time of the Bia, she was not Zocha yet. She didn't acquire yet the sheep. So therefore, on the sheep that gets the later date, or got the earlier date, doesn't have the din of Esna. And therefore, I guess it would be Mutter, everybody brings a Karba. The Gemara asks, Nasan...
That's what he gave before. So then why should
he... Because he gave it to her on Tuesday, and he'll be with her on Thursday. So that's not considered Esna Zona. Because he gave it to her, because at the time, it wasn't there. He didn't pay her at the time. Maybe it was a gift beforehand, and he had relations with her later. So Nasan La... So if he gives it to her, and then has relations with her, so the Gemara asks, like you say, why is it mutter? When he has beer with her, let it be considered eskdon lemafreya. That was the payment. He paid you early. That was an early payment. So therefore, it should be usher. So our answer is, no. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kishekadma de kravto. The case is that he gave her the tleh, point one. Point three, he has bia with her, but somewhere in between, she already took the tleh and was makrivit as a karban. This is a holy harlot, so she brings a karban in between, she brings the karban in between the actions. So, right? The kadma of the hekrei voto. She went ahead and was makrivit earlier, right? So at the time of the bia, the sheep, right, the payment doesn't exist. So therefore, you can't be chal de mafreya the din of Eslan Zonah, because it's no longer in existence. So Gemara says, wait a second, hey chidami, what is the case that we're dealing with? E de amra la kani lemi akshav. If he said to her when he gave her the sheep, when he gave her the payment, it should be yours at this moment, right? This is yours now. Pshita de shari, then it's pashut that it's mutter. Why? Because the hal lesa b'shaz biya, it doesn't exist at the time of the biya. So he gave her a present. He gave her a present on Monday. She was makrivit on Wednesday, and he had bia on Thursday. The bia was for free. The present was given on Monday because she was. It's no longer here. So there's nothing for to be chala to be usher. So the lesser b'shas bia matan ba'al yoyvlei. The ida lo amar la kadi liyachshav. And if he didn't say to her, it's yours from now. Meaning he just said, okay, here, hold on to this, and this will be your payment when I come back. Ida lo amar la kadi liyachshav. So hechi matzi mekarva. So how can it be offered as a korban? It doesn't belong to her. So if in order to be makriv a korban, I don't know how you figure this out. Like she's going to walk in and say, oh, by the way, you should know that this korban was given to me, and this animal was given to me for payment for something I'm going to do on Thursday. I don't know how that actually works. But in the halachic world, so he says, idolo amrlo kani lemiachav hechi matzi makriv. How can she be makriv it? It's not a good mitzvah. Not her korban. It says ish ki yakish es beso kodesh Hashem. Ma beso bersuso, just like your house is your possession. Av kol bersuso, in order to be mocked with something, it has to be in your rishus, and this is not in her rishus, right? Rashi says, no, that's sorry. Okay, so that's the question. So where it says Ella the Amar La, he says to her, the case is he says to her. Lahave gabech, this should be held by you. You just hold on to it. V'i mitzrichlech kani me'akshav. And if you happen to need it, then it is yours from now. So I guess the idea is that it is chal, right? Rashi says, "I mitzrichle," the last Rashi on the first wide line. Well, yeah, the last Rashi on the wide line. Sorry. V'i mitzrichle kani me'akshav hilchach itzrich masnisim l'mashm unim. This is why the mission has to come to teach us. The Afal Gav the Amra Law, even though we said to her, Lo Nikne Lach Ad Shas Bia, he says to her, really, it shouldn't be coded to you until we have the Bia. Kevan the Hada Amr law itzrich leikonmi aksha. But then he says, but however, if you do need it, you can prekone it now. Havila matnas chinam ki shak lusei vak lusei. So it's as if when she takes it, it transfers into being a present. It transfers into being hers at that moment. And when she's makriv it, then she has be later. Well, it's no longer here, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, it's not considered eslan zona.
Once she makes the kinyan by pulling it or whatever she does have it,
right?
It's hers anyway. I don't see what that middle case, the trying to change the scenario.
No, if there's no das kone, it can't be hers.
She does das kone. She's taking it.
She's das makne. There's no das makne. He says it's not yours. I'm not being makne to you. Just hold it here as a shomer. I'm holding it to you.
Just dropping it off.
I'm just dropping it off and hold on to it. Hold my spot. I'm just dropping it off.
And then when she takes it, she's not doing anything.
No, not if he had the das, not if he didn't want to be makne to her. You have to have das makne and das kone. So he's just saying, if you need it, then you'll have my das makne. Then it's considered yours, and then she can be kone it. And then it's going to be mutter, not krava, even lo lemefreya, they have relations. That's it. Okay. I don't know why. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Bayi Rav Osia. Because we just said that if he gives her the tleh, right, and it should be by her until the biyah, and if she needs it, she can cone it, and then she was makrivit, even though they have relations later, it's since she was makrivit before the relations, it's considered a matana, and then it's not there when they have relations, it was only matana, therefore it was a good korban. Bayi Rav Osia. Rav Osia is a suffix. Kadma the higdisha to mahu. What if he gives it to her, he says it's not yours yet, but if you need it, it's yours. And she doesn't just, she's not makrav it. All she does is she's maktish it. She was maktish it, so didn't leave her rishus yet into the realm of hektish. So mahu, what's the din here? Is it kasha lakrava? Okay, she was makrav it, the animal exists, then they have the bia, but she was maktish it before the bia. Do you say that the hakdasha has already removed it from her rishus, so it's no longer hers? We'll see the suffix inside. He says,
Essence is in the case of Makdish, but just because if you just use it for carbon itself.
The question here, though, is that the payment, before the payment wasn't in existence at the time of the Bia. So therefore we said for sure that carbon was valid. The question is now, she was Makdish it.
Yeah, but so before, forget about the fact of whether you're allowed to do that on an animal, but let's say you can. Okay, so
why can you do an animal? There's no, it's not paying yet.
Because an animal, when you match something, they want you to use it for a
carbon. So can this still be used as a carbon? That's the question. So mahu, kaven to amar mar, since we learned in the Mishnah Kiddushin, ami rasul gavoa, kimisi rasul hejo, that just by stating something, when it comes to chulin, you have to actually do a kinyan. In order to take it from one mishnah to another, just there's a kinyan involved. When it comes to giving something to hektish, you just have to verbalize it. If you verbalize it, it transfers to hektish. So maybe so too here. Say kavan to amar mar, ami rasul gavoa, kimisi rasul hejo, command the akrivte dame. It's similar to the case of being that it was brought as a carbon. So if it was brought as a carbon between the deliverance and the Maisibia, it was mutter, we said. So too, if you just makdish it, it would be mutter. And then even after the Maisibia, they could still go ahead and be makrovit on the Mizbeach. Because it was gone. It wasn't there yet. It wasn't there anymore at the time of the Maisibia. O Dilma, or do we say, Hashdamiya hakai v'isabene? Or we say, look at it. It's right here. The payment is still right here at the time of the Bia. You can't be makrovit as a carbon. So the Gemara then says, V'tivsho midarav Eliezer. So why don't we answer this based on Rabbi Eliezer's said. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, Kadma the Hikriv To. She went ahead and was makrivit. Makrivit only, Dafka Hikriv Yiso. Only if she was makrivit to consider the Mafrei to be a good carbon. Aval Hikdisho Solo. But if she was Hikdisho too, I guess. I don't know. If she was just makdishit and the Tle still extant, then it wouldn't be a good carbon, because then it would be considered Eslan Zona, because it's still here. So Gemara says, no. The Rabbi Lezer Gufa Kami Boile. Rabbi Lezer has that suffix himself. Rabbi Lezer Gufa Boile. My Mishab Shita Le Rabbi Lezer, Tehekrevaso Dakva Udafka Avatesho Lo. Ah, But this is his shaila. The Rabbi Lezer Gufa coming by late. My, what would be? What does he hold? Nifshot Pshitile. Does he say it's pashut to him? Bishop Pshitile Rabbi Lezer. Dekrevto dafka. That it's dafka if you're makrivit, but if you're makrivit, you know. Halakdisha lo. Daha isay b'shas bia, because it's already. If you're only makrivit, it's here at the time of bia. O Dilma hekrevto Pshitile. Or do we say that hekrevto that was pashut to him? That it is not esna. The hektishato misakala, but he was misupok about the if you're just makdashit. Not too other. I mean, Gemara just says no, it's a suffix, and then repeats the suffix. But we just the proof was from his words. His words were hekrevto. So why is, what do you mean it's a suffix? That's what he said. So I'm not I don't really follow that. At the end, Gemara says teiku. He leaves it. Tishbi taritz kushus v'vayos. Again, so the shaila is the case is when. Someone pays for the Eslan Nazona in advance, is not makne to her, but says, should you need it, then you can use it. And in between, and then she goes ahead and is maktish it, and then they have bia afterwards. Do you consider that animal to be payment for the bia, or do we say, since she was maktish it, and then Rirassel, the Gavoa, Kim Rirassel, the Hedjot, it says, if the animal is already in the hands of Hektish, and is no longer here, and therefore would still be able to be brought as a carbon, because it would be considered payment for the Maisa bia. Okay. Next case in the Braisa was Ba'aleh, he has bia with her, the Achar Kach Nasan Las Nena, and after the Maisa bia, he gives her the payment. The Gemara says that it's, the Mishnah says that it's mutter, that tle is mutter. So basically, he has an IOU, but he pays the IOU later. They say that it's mutter because it wasn't given at the time of the Maisa bia. Problem is Urim Minhi. We have a kasha of a stira from it's written in a different Braisa. The Braisa there says. Ba'aleh, if he has bia with her, v'yachar kach nasunla, and then gives her the esnema, gives her the payment, afilu mikan v'ashalosh shanim, even for 3 years. I'm not sure, 3 years. I think it's because after 3 years, it's a different. The Gemara Bava Kama talks about the 3 years, the animal changes status. Yes. So maybe dafka 3 years here. That's 3 years. Okay.
How about
slow solon? It's not slow solon is after your makir of a carbon. You can't leave it over.
No, you have to pay it.
No.
A pool of sakhir? Yeah.
No. You got promised to bring a korban. You can't wait 10 years.
But you didn't bring a korban. Who promised to bring a korban? It's only whether or not the thing is kosher to be brought as a korban. No one said I'm bringing the korban. The question is, and now that you have this animal, can it be brought as a korban if you decide? So 3 years later, he pays her. Right, 3 years later, he's paid her. Nevertheless, es nana aser. Bryce says, it's aser. So the payment is aser. If she would want to bring it as a korban then, it would be aser. Why? We just said that if you do an IOU, then it's mutter. This price says do an IOU even up to 3 years, it's usher. Steer in the brisos. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, Amar Rav Chizda, lo kasha. There's no steer between the brisos. Ha! The brisos says that it's usher, I think. The brisos that's usher, the Amar, he says, his ba'ali li bitlezeh. He says, you should have bia. He basically he makes it an apotiki. He says, Bitleza Rashi says, Kol kama di yoiv lo habi esnan, di mahashna kenise. He
specifies which tle he's going to pay her. So by specifying which tle he's going to use, it's the tle in the right court, whatever it is. He specifies and she knows which tle it is. It's as if he was makna it to her at that moment, wherever it is, and therefore the payment was at that moment in time. However, the ha, our price, the original price, the amrullah, he's bali b'tlastam. I will pay you a tle. A tle, right? B'tlastam. So ki yoiv lo Rashi says, la'achar zman, lav eslan hu. That's not considered eslan. The hashta hu dekanyo, lay. Because only now he's being makned to her. Previously he's being makned, I don't know how he's makned, there's no kenyan, there's no mashikh, there's masira, I don't know. But previously he was being makned to her at the time, but he just wasn't here. So therefore that one's usher. Here, in our bright, so the reason why it's mutter, to be brought as a carbon, is because he never specified which tle he's going to give her, so there was nothing for the kinyan to be chal upon. So the Gemara then says, our question, if he says, I'm going to pay you with this specific tle, the one in the right corner that has four red hair, whatever it is, he describes it, mahave. So what? Right? Mahave, ha mechaser meshicha. There's no kinyan. It's mechaser meshicha, so then again, at the moment that they had the maisa bia, she was not koneh it. So if she's not koneh it at the time of the bia, why would be also to be brought as a carbon? Right? Ha mechaser meshicha. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is bizone avodas kochavim. It's with a goya. It's with a non-Jew. She's a non-Jewish prostitute. Dilo kanya b'meshicha. she's not koneh b'mashicha. Kinyanim of the guf, at least according to Rish Lakish, are only done via kesef. So by paying her, that's it. So that's the kinyan. She doesn't have to do mashicha, and therefore, when he specifies, it's considered a hers. It's considered a kinyan wherever it is, and therefore that tleh, if she, because goyim are mutarim to bring karbanos, if she decides to bring it as a karban, or she sells it to somebody else to be used as a karban, it has the stigma and the stain of being as nizona and cannot be brought as a karban. But in Akhanami, if it was a Jewish prostitute, then this wouldn't be usually brought as a karban, because she would not have been kone it yet, until later, because there was no mashicha. The ibais ema, or the olam bizon israelis. It is with the Jewish, or a Jewish prostitute, who needs mashicha. But, can go into kai b'chatzera. We're talking about where he says this tle, and he had brought it into her chatzer. So there is a kinyan chatzer, and the kinyan, the chatzer, would be kone for her. That's why if you specify which tle, and the tleh is in her chatzer, then it's hers. So the other case would be, he's in her chatzer, to make it compare apples to apples, it would be a case where he brought a bunch of tleim into her chatzer, and says, I will pay you with one of these tleim. Doesn't specify which one, so there's no kinyan. And there's no kinyan, it's not hers. If it's not hers, there's no payment. If it's not payment, it's what the record was.
But in this case, she's not buying from him the tleh, so it's never going to be a kinyan.
I mean, she's not buying for it. She's
paying for the tleh.
She's paying for her services.
Right. So
it's a barter.
So what constitutes here the kinyan? What makes it be her? If the mashicha is not, so what makes it?
It's in her field. He comes and says to her, "You have be with me, and the tleh that's in your field is yours."
Exactly.
So it's just a barter.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand, but what he's saying here is that so she should take the things to the mashicha.
She doesn't have to take it. It's in the chatzer. It's automatically hers.
As he's walking inside,
kinyan chatzer. The chatzer is coined for her.
The coin.
Oh, for the goya, for the kesef?
The
barter, whatever it is. The service is rendered. Makes the kinyan. You suture me, and I'll build your barbecue or something like that. That's the barter. It's the kinyan is on the barter. It's the value extent. I would assume it's the value exchanged. If there's a value to the right.
No, but he's asking how you build the barbecue in your own yard.
Right.
And you're
going to
bring it over to him.
So at the moment, at the moment she does the maisubia, when she performs the services, that the tleh becomes hers. Right. So that's the value. That's the monetary value in the services. Right. I would think that's the case. You're trying to figure out which case.
Here you're saying that the carbon is actually allowed because the mashicha that she did doesn't constitute hers.
No. In the Goy case?
So
right. The low kind of Mashiach, meaning she was koneh with something or something else. She doesn't need that. I wasn't clear then. The low kind of Mashiach means that a Goy doesn't koneh with Mashiach. She is koneh with other means.
Right.
So the cover with the kesef or something else. So what the service is rendered makes the
koneh before the Mashiach, right?
She doesn't need to do Mashiach in order to be koneh. I believe that's what it means.
The Goy is easier.
Right, she doesn't have to pull food. She doesn't have to do mashiach in order to be koneh. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So the Gemara says. Now, asking on the second question. The second answer was that it's a Jewish harlot and she's koneh b'chatzera. So the Gemara says, "Idi kai b'chatzera." If we're talking about the tleh standing is in her chatzer, so the brisa makes no sense. It says, "Ba'aleh v'achar kach nasanla." He had be with her and then gave it to her. Hakanyula. What are you talking about? He gave it to her in advance, standing in the chatzer. So he says, "No, lo tzricha." The Bryce is talking about the Shavya Nehele Apotiki. He makes her the Apotiki, which basically means he specifies sort of like it's like a collateral. This is where you're going to collect the payment from. The Shavya Apotiki. The Armala, he says to her, Im my sina le zuze mikan va jombloni mutav, vi imlo shokli be es nanich. He says, if I pay you by Thursday for a hamburger today, if I pay you on Thursday, then it's all good, but then you take the money. But if not, then you can collect this. Rashi says, Ilo shakli b'yom ploni b'esnenech, hilchach ba'alel v'yachar kach nasim lahave. Then it's considered that he had be with her and gave it her later. Umi yoho v'shaz b'ya shave apotike v'amal b'chatzera chayle esnam. I guess by making the cases where he says, I will pay you later. So that's a, it looks like a case of, I'm having biya, I'm giving it to you later. But since he made it in a potiki, then it's considered as if it's already in her rishos, because she doesn't have, it's not mechusar govayna, there's nothing that she has to do in order to be to collect from it. It's already set as payment, and therefore that's the case, I guess, that would make it usar. Okay. Masiv rosheses. A potiki means that I'm specifying that this is the place where you can collect payment from.
It's a contraction of a potiki.
A potiki, it's a Greek word. Potiki means here is the payment. I don't want you to, exactly what the Gemara said. I will pay you, give me up till Tuesday to pay you, and if not, you can collect right from here. It's a specified collateral, basically, which is already considered in a rishus, because you don't have to do anything in order to collect it. Okay, now Masiv Rav Sheshes. So I couldn't figure out what this meant. So Masiv Rav Sheshes, the Rashi says two words, Liv Rav Yanai. So Rashi is going back, the Gemara is going back to Rav Yanai. Yesterday on Samuk Beis and Mabez, Rav Yanai had the case of where people would borrow peros in the seventh year. They would borrow peros in the seventh, I think they would lend, right? How do they work again? Let's go back to Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said the case was, the Beit Rav Yanai Yavzi Peirush Shviyis Me'aniyim Uparalu B'Shminis. They would borrow fruits from the Aniyim on the seventh on Shemitah and pay them back on the eighth. And he said that was good. He said that was good. Why? He didn't say that wasn't considered doing business with Peirush Shviyis. He says it was because if you were doing business with the Peirush Shviyis, then when you give them back the Peirush in the eighth year, that would be considered in exchange for the Peirush Shviyis, and those Peirush would be usher. So he says no, that's okay. So they're going back now to ask on that. Okay, 1 second. Right, the Beit Rav Yanai, Yazi Peros Shvius, they would borrow Peros from the Shvius, which was good for the Aniyim, because the Aniyim would be losing this money at Shas Biur. Right, if they would, in a couple weeks, they would have to get rid of all these Peros. So they would borrow these Peros from them on the seventh year, and then pay them back in the eighth year, and this way the Aniyim didn't lose money. They kept their money, and that was why it was a nice thing that they were doing. But the Braisa here says, Masiv Rav Sheshes, we have a Braisa that's going to be a Shaila to Rav Yanai. Omer Adam Lechamarov. A person can say to his, I guess these are his donkey drivers. Remember, the donkey drivers, this was top wage earners, these guys. This was a very profitable business. Omer Adam Lechamarov, Ula Poalov, or to his workers, either they are Goyim or the Ami Aretz, and he owes them money, is the case. He says, L'chu v'ichlu b'din arzeh, here's your money, go eat. L'chu, or tzu'u shusu b'din arzeh, here's your money, go drink. He gives him the money. So, eino chushesh, he does not have to be concerned, lo mishum shviyas, lo mishum meiser, lo mishum nai nesach. So, working the way back up, he goes, he doesn't have to be concerned that Rashi says, let's go up back, so it's the second Rashi in the short lines, lo mishum nai nesach, im ovi kachavim heim, v'nimtza machilin yai nesach. You don't have to be concerned that these guys will go and take the money if they're goyim, and they'll go buy yayin esach. And then it looks like you're getting hana from yayin esach because they're using your payment has been transferred to yayin esach. Don't have to worry about that. You paid them; they're going ahead and they're doing whatever they're doing. The case before it is lo mishum meiser. The im ame aretz, if they are ame aretz, heim v'yichlu she'enu meuser. They'll buy stuff that hasn't been tithed yet. V'nimsa zema achilo. It's maybe considered as if you are feeding them non-tithed product, right? The ha'il lo sof ilu midi. He didn't give them any product. Rather, ela priti ugly. He gave them money, and what they're doing with it, they're doing with it. Now, the case of Shvius is a little different, according to Rashi. He says, lo mishum Shvius, because he says, shema yichu bo peiro Shvius min achashu l'machram. Maybe they will go buy fruits, that Shvius product, from somebody else. Rashi adds another party, from somebody else, who's suspected of selling, you know, Peirush Shvius, the Tanya Masechasuka, a Muslim to make Peirush Shvius, Lam Aretz, you also make him a Sudos. And then if you give the guy money, and he gives you Peirush Shvius, you're not allowed to give the guy money for Peirush Shvius more than 3 Sudos, because then, three Sudos, 3 meals, because then it transfers on to it, right? Rashi says, maybe they will take this dinar, go to a storekeeper who's nechshad on selling Shvius, they'll give him, and they'll be giving him money for Peirush Shvius, which is a problem. So that's what the Braisa says. But So you see, it's not congruent with the cases. The last two cases are you're concerned about them specifically. Here is you're concerned that they're going to go into third party. So Tosos has, it's a really, really long Tosos. You don't even see the size of that Tosos. So it's a really long one. So he likes long ones. Okay. So, but, im amra lehem, if he says to them, si'u v'ichlu v'ani poreya, he says, you know what? I owe you your wages. Go to the store. Take whatever you need up to that amount. I owe you $1,000. Get $1,000 of product, and I'll pay for you. I'll go to the Chavani and I'll pay up. Then choshesh v'shvius v'shemayis v'shemayin nesach. Then I'm going to have to be choshesh. Why do I have to be choshesh? Because there, Rashi says, have iu lokeya cha isur umachilo. The hashlok slug nashim may be priti. Because in the first case, he gave the money and he's done. Here, he's not paying the money he's done. He's actually saying, you go take whatever you're going to take, and I'll pay for it. I'm doing business with the Meiser if you took the Meiser. I'm doing business with I'm getting hanar from the Yayin Nesach if you took the Yayin Nesach, and I'm paying for it.
So basically, it looks bad.
It is bad. More than it looks bad, it is bad. He's the one who's doing, he's the one who's now providing them with the opportunity to eat the Meiser product. If it's the Yayin Nesach, he's getting the hanar from the Yayin Nesach because he paid off his debt with Yayin Nesach. And for Shemitah, the same idea as Shemitah. It's more than it says, though. Alma ki para, that, so you see from here, that when he pays back the chenvani, what they ate, to me iser kapara. It says it's iser money. So the question is, how's the question of Rav Yanai? It's the same thing. What happens there is Rav Yanai is paying them back at a later date. And here, too, he's paying them back at a later date. But it's connected to the item. Right, Rashi's Hachanami, in the case of Rav Yanai, Kik Para, when they repay the loan in year 8, when he repays the loan, to Mei Isur Kapara, it should be considered that it's Chalit for the fruits. If the guy is paying off the guy went ahead and bought Yayin Nesach and took Yayin Nesach with on condition that he's going to get paid back. So what he pays later is considered Chalipin for what was taken. So too now, in the case of Rav Yanai, what he pays in year 8 should be considered an exchange of the item from year 7. So why does Rav Yanai say it's mutter? If it's considered exchange of the other item, then it should be usher, because it's exchange of payer of shavias. Right, Rashi says, does he say anything here? He says, the havik kenosim miyad liyad, is what Rashi says. So we had the question of Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, if I borrow the payrush on the seventh year and pay you back on the eighth year, they're disconnected, and therefore it's mutter.
Right.
But here we have the case of where I say to you, go just take whatever you need from the store and I'll pay you, and I'll pay for you later. It's considered connected. So if you went ahead and took the payrush shvius, then my payment for it later is payment for shvius. So it's connected. Why? According to Rav Yanai, it's if it's not done at the same time, it should be separate. So Tirgum Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, no, he gives the answer. I don't understand what the Havmin is. He says, "B'chenvani hamakifo de'mishabed le de'kevan de'orchei la'kufei koni le'betinir gabei." So Gemara says, the case in the Brisa which says that it's usser is when the owner, the guy who owes the money to his workers, he went to a store where he typically buys on credit, and the guy knows him. So since the guy knows him, at the moment he gives him the credit, he's definitely going to pay it back. So it's considered as if he gave him the money at that moment, that's why everything is usher, because he gave it to him right now as opposed to giving it later. Right? Rashi says,
well, that's not guaranteed that he's going to repay
him. No, because that's the point, because he is guaranteed he's going to pay him, because he knows him and he trusts him, and he accepts upon himself that he's going to be paid at that moment. Right? Rashi says, Chenvani Samich al Zeh. The Chenvani is Somich, Shekvar Hikirbo, that he already recognized him. Shekol Makom, Sheyeshu Adinar, Kunle Chenvani. So any place where this guy has money, the Chenvani is Somich on that money, and therefore he knows he's going to get paid. Hilka Khalifin in here. So that money, wherever it is the Chenvani's money is considered his, and therefore it's considered Khalifin, considered barter for each other. Aval Hanach to be Rav Yanai, but the case of Rav Yanai, Kevon the Hanach Aniye, the Muzufe Lupere, Love Chenvani, Harigal Hekvik Lakifan. The case of Rav Yanai was where guy walks up to Aniyim and tries to save them. They don't recognize him. They don't know him from Adam. So they don't know whether or not he's going to get paid back. They don't have this smichus das that wherever the money is, it's considered as if it's theirs. So therefore, lo mishtabed lo debei Rav Yana. They're not mishtabed. To him, hilchach yiparlach hazman la chalif yishvius ninu. When he pays him back later, it's not connected. That's connected to the fruit that he borrowed earlier. So the Gemara says, Yoni says, what if he doesn't? If it's chenvani she'im akifomai, it's mutter. Then it's mutter to tell the poalim. Okay, I'm going to go to the guy who I don't recognize. I'm going to tell the guy, you know what? You go ahead and buy whatever you want, whether it's chayinesach or meiser or peirushvius, and I'll pay for it afterwards. What? That's mutter. Ihachi. If that's the case, the Bryce doesn't make sense, right? The Bryce says tsu'u v'ichlu v'dinar zeh, tsu'u v'shisu v'dinar zeh, liflo v'litne b'didah. Like the Brisa gave a case and said with Asur and Mutter, the case was if he says Su'uv Ichlu Bedin Razeh, Su'uv Shusu Zisur Dan, with this money I'm giving you, then it's Mutter. But if he says Su'uv Ichlu and I'll pay later, then it's Asur. Wait, make the distinction, make a more fine distinction. Don't separate between how he formulates the words Din or Zu or not Din or Zu. Make the distinction, Bemetvar Mamurim, where it's Asur, that's Bechavani Amikofo. But Mutter. Make the distinction in the case of where he actually says tzu'uv ichlu and I'll pay you later. Well, that's not always usser. That's only usser if it's a chenvani that I recognize. But if it's a chenvani I don't recognize, then it's not usser. Make the distinction in the case itself. Don't make the distinction with a different case. The ode and another question. I think Yoni, this is your question. Chenvani she'im akifo. If I buy a credit from guy who I don't recognize, milo mishtabid. I'm not mishtabed. It's not. It's buying on credit. It's just. It's like I buy now. I have a credit. And I just have to. And I'm paying you later. But it's as if I paid you right now, because otherwise I'm not selling on credit. It means he's trusting you to pay him right away. Otherwise he's not going to have pay on credit. Right? Chavon shem akif lo mishtabed. Va'amar Rava. Does the Rava say? Ha'omer lechaver retain money leplone ve'ikle kol nechsay lecha kani midin arev. If A says to B, give money to whomever. Right, and if he doesn't pay you back, you can collect from me. Right, so he doesn't. The money's not transferred right now. Nevertheless, he's calling me to an arev. You have a concept of arev, just right? Rashi says, "The Hamar Rava." It's towards the bottom of the skinny lines. Hamar Rava, Haomer lechaver retain money leploni nechasai lach, but also money of the nasan kana halokeach as nechasan shalze v'afagad lo mate hanas hay money liyode. Even though the arev guy didn't get the money. He still, the Kenyan still applies, and he gets it, right? Midin Arev. Ve'ehu dinar, demachai ra'ol shlumeh, ve'afa gav lo mati hanodeh, right? Ve'hanam ilo shna. Here she makes no difference also. It's midin Arev. It should be koned right away. I think that's exactly your question. Just because you don't recognize him, doesn't mean that the extension of credit does not create the Kenyan right away. So why would that be mutter? Why would that be a distinction between whether you recognize the Chenvani or don't recognize the Chenvani? Either way, once the Chenvani is agreeing to extend credit to you, then it's koneh. And your kone, at least we didn't already, you still have an obligation to pay him back. So now, what your guys took is in lieu of your payment. And therefore, you bought them, Yayin Nesach, you bought them Perosh Vias, you bought them the Meiser that hasn't been tithed. That should be Usser. Why is that? Why would that make it be a difference? So El Amar Rava says, Lo Shana Makifo, Lo Shana Emakifo, doesn't make a difference. Like Yoni said, doesn't make a difference whether he recognizes him, whether he doesn't recognize him. The Alpha God, the Mishtabile, even if he does recognize him, right, keva de lo miyached shibudo lo mitzar. The Gemara says, I don't understand this. The Gemara says, since the Baal HaBayis didn't specify which dinar, which bill that he's going to use, it's not considered as if he's paying for it at that moment, and therefore it would be considered mutter.
I don't know
why that makes a difference. Rashi says, it's the third end of the third wide line. Rashi keva de lo miyached shibudei. Shlo yiched lo miyad maus lekach. He didn't give him money right away. Lav chilufin inu below mitzar. It's not.
I guess the whole idea of credit. I guess what we said before. The whole idea of credit is not considered chilufin. It's just that I will pay you later. As therefore, the money I pay later is not going to be connected to the money to the items that they took now. The Gemara says elahacha. If that's the case, amai choshesh mishum shvius halo miyachi shibude. So the Gemara says, according to this, if that's the case, why should it be choshesh mishvius? Like the second, if that's the case, the second Brisa said that it's usher. You have to be choshesh mishvius. Why? Because now we're flipping the question. We first said it's a steerer. Now we're flipping the question. So the second Brisa says it's usher. Why is it usher? If I'm buying on credit, why should what case makes it usher? I'm buying on credit. I tell you go to the store, take whatever you want, and I have an IOU to the storekeeper. And if we say if I have an IOU to the storekeeper, it's not considered that I'm paying for that item right away. Just I owe him money for whatever. Then why should I be choshesh for shvius? I think that's what you're saying, right? Amai, why does the Brisa say that about life is choshesh for shvius, and he has to be careful that they don't take a pair of shvius from the chenvani? Halo miyachad shibudei. The Baal HaBayis did not specify or did not give over a dina to pay. V'hacha amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says to answer this. Go to Hiktim Lodinar. So it seems now that the case turns out to be where what he does is he prepays the store. So if he's prepaying the store and then goes ahead and says, you go take whatever you want, well then that's clear that that's a problem. Because if you prepay the store, then the money the items that they're taking are in lieu of the payment that he gave. He deposits $1,000 at the store and tells him, go ahead and take $1,000 worth of product. So then by prepaying, he was Miyachim Os. That's why it becomes usher, I think, right? Kigon shehiktim odiner. Rashi says shehiktim obal bayis dinal chavani kolim v'shalach atzlo tahashnam in obal bayis ka'achli v'suri dedehu. So what ends up happening is when the obal bayis gives him $1,000, so $1,000 of product in that store belongs to the obal bayis. So when the workers come and take it, they're taking it directly from the obal bayis, and therefore it's considered that he's providing them with the usher product.
Why isn't he just flipping the same exact case instead of doing that way? I'm now loaning money, and then when I take off, I'll just take from the other stuff. Instead of exact opposite, which is the first case, was he took the stuff and later on pushed it off down the line and paid him back later.
Right, so here is the opposite. Here is paying him in advance.
No, but the reason why you allowed the mutter on the other end is it's not exactly one for one.
Right, correct.
Here, the other way, it's also that you said there's a thought process now. So I'm going to loan the money.
What loan who?
I'm going to give this guy money.
Who's giving who money?
Me to the storekeeper.
Okay.
I'm giving him money, and then later on, when you know he has to pay me back something else, I'll take the shrewd stuff while I'm there. It's not exactly the one for one situation.
No, because he's
giving exact opposite of the other.
He's giving the money, and he gives the money to the chenvani and tells the chenvani, my guys are coming. We're trying to find the case in the Brisa that makes it usher. So the case where the Brisa makes it usher, where he gives the money to the chenvani and he earmarks that money for his workers to come in later.
It's earmarked.
Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says, "Amrita shim l'shmaita kamed Rav Zvid." I said this over to Rav Zvid, l'fnei Rav Zvid, kamed Rav Zvid bin Miarda, who's from Narda. Amali, he said, "Ihachi." If the case is, maybe it's a question. The case is that he prepaid the storekeeper. Adetani tzeuv v'ichlu tzeuv v'shetuv v'ani poreya. He said, "Go eat and I'll pay back. Go eat, drink and I'll pay it." That's not it's the wrong lashon, because he already paid already. It's prepaid. It should be go eat, go drink, and I'll ante up afterwards because I've already paid me boy lay. So Amrle, you're right, Inakanami, Tanit Suv Ani Mechashev. Change the price and say Suv Ani Mechashev. Right? So Rashi Amar Kagon Shenatal Vinasan Miyad. He gives another answer. The case is simple where the Baal HaBayis took the machalim from the Chenvani and gave it to his workers. Like that's so he's mamish machal biyadai in the machal asurim. I don't know what the shayla is on that. He goes ahead and buys his stuff and pays them back with the stuff that's not meiser, or he pays the guy with the ayinesach. That's the pashas, right? So Amalei Rav Yemar. So Rav Yemar said, "L'Ravashi ihachi ad the time tu v'chlu tu v'shesu." It should be tu v'chlu tu v'shesu. It should be go and get it. It should be take it. I'm handing it to you. It should be take it. So I'm like, yeah, tanei tu v'chlu tu v'shesu. That's the way the brayser should be amended. So, they have a good morning. They have prices that are closer to each other. So you got to make a fit. So that's how they're correct. That's going to make it fit. Okay. So the next Gemara goes on Amud Aleph. So maybe we'll stop here. I'll pick up by Yosef tomorrow. Hey, Zdav, learn. Lezeka Nishmas, Menucha Freida, Bas Yaakov Yehuda, sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Dasko, and the Shomer should have an Aliyah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.